Namaskar. Today we have with us Janelle from Holland Point as our next student spotlight. And welcome, Janelle.
Thank you.
Okay, and how long have you been doing yoga and coming to our classes now?
Well, it was on and off for 3 years, I guess, and then on again for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So really, and very thankfully, practicing daily, which has included to switch up my diet and to work in the mode of becoming vegan and being vegan and paying attention to no oils, which was an interesting change. Of course, no meat and no dairy, which I had no idea that I was so, embodied by. I mean, I loved cheese. I loved dairy. I never even thought how much I needed to have dairy, or I thought I needed to have dairy. Dairy was the toughest to give up. Dairy, cheese.
So did you only give up, or did you replace?
No, I gave up. I tried to replace. Casein that's in cheese, what's it called? Right. The veggie cheese has a little bit of that milk product in it. And I tried that, and it was okay. So I tried to replace it, but I found that really just getting rid of it completely was the best way to go. And I've not found a rice cheese that works melting or anything else.
So how's the diet going? What are you eating, and what changes have you experienced?
Well, I'm eating my four main groups now. I worked with Dr. Barnard's book, the 21-Day Jumpstart Program. I found it at Whole Foods I found that book. And so the main four groups that I never thought of before is the four main groups are nuts and whole grains, vegetables, and fruit. And trying to keep it as honest as I can, and to really not make it as man-made processed in all of those four main groups. And the difference that I've found in just this 3 short months has truly been amazing in terms of my energy level, in terms of feeling not full every time that I eat, in terms of my digestive tract.
What do you mean not full every time you eat? Some people say, hey, I want to feel full.
Oh, yeah, no. It feels so wonderful to be eating a big plate of food and not feeling full and gluttonous at the end. It's not like, oh, I'm so stuffed, I just have to go lay down. It's like, oh, I've just eaten a lot, and I can still go out or still work or still do whatever I need to do. So that feeling not full is a really lovely thing. And I'm finding, I think, that sometimes I can eat large portions and sometimes I can go with just smaller portions. But just to keep it real clean, as an old friend of mine said, to real keep it clean foods. So today I did try textured vegetable protein.
TVP.
That was interesting. I need to soak it a little bit further than I did. But that's sort of a little man. Is that man-made? Is that sort of a man-made food?
They do something with it. It's managed in some way, yeah.
Yeah. So that was interesting. But my nuts, I've been keeping my nuts nice and wholesome. And I was in Florida recently with the family, my mother, who is 84, was enjoying going to the health food store with me, and we found endomame, dry roasted endomame nuts, which were just wonderful. Just figs and the fruits in the morning and keeping them in the morning. I mean, the grains that I've been doing, I was able to...
What grains are you eating?
Well, I'm certainly the quinoa.
Quinoa.
The quinoa is really delightful, surprisingly packed with energy for as small as it is. What I do is I've done a tofu scramble in the morning that I then transfer it with some rice into it later and some vegetables. So I keep on, it's almost like a starter yeast. It's sort of like I start with leftovers of something and then add a new grain of rice or quinoa, I've got my barley. I'm not having any trouble at all with wheat and barley. Before I was doing more grains before I go. I just got back from vacation, so I'm not sure what my grains were.
That sounds
breads funny. Too, but I get to do breads, the pumpernickel bread, which I've done a lot of different kinds of diets, thinking, okay, well, I'll just do these powders, you know, or I'll just do no flour, no sugar, nothing artificial, and I forgot about the meats, what meat really does in terms of fats. So this experiment has become a lightning lifestyle that makes me really happy and lightens me up. I can feel it in so many ways. And all that I do, and this thing, and a gentleman on the website said something about caffeine and getting rid of caffeine. And when I read that, I was like, yes, because during this process, I accidentally got off caffeine. First, I quit coffee. Then I was just drinking wonderful, expensive teas. And then I got rid of the teas because one thing and another. But so I got rid of caffeine, too. So not only did I get rid of the caffeine, I've got the meats and all of it. A vegan, caffeine-free lifestyle has all of a sudden made me extremely happy and lighthearted and feeling very, well, this is the real thing, Satya. It makes me feel like, I know that it's an extension of the practice of yoga, taking care of myself nutritionally in ways that I never thought that I would. Because I used to make a heck of a steak on the grill. People in Holland Point can attest to that.
Well, it's wonderful to hear what kind of experimenting you're going on. So basically, is this something you might recommend to others?
Oh, yes. And I have one teacher at school who the two of us are the two vegans in the building, so we talk with. There's some other vegetarians, but absolutely recommend it to my mother, who is interested because she loves recipe books and at 84 really does want to feel not as puffy as she's feeling. I was able to introduce it just recently to my sister in Florida and her two sons who are 8 years old going through the health food store saying, what's that vegetable? What's the? So my whole family, I've been able to introduce it to and you can't really hit anybody over the head with it. But you can say how good you feel. And people are usually very, oh, good, it works for you. And it's like, yeah, it does work for me. You know, and here's this book, and there's this resource. And yes, absolutely. I highly recommend working from this philosophy. Because not only, at first it was just a physical, I was looking at it medically almost. And then it became more philosophical. So we'll see how it ebbs and flows as I continually move with it forward and upward.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for participating in our student spotlight, and we'll talk soon again. Thanks.